Hello, hello, and welcome to If God Had a Podcast. I'm Pavlina Asta, and today we are talking about self-imposed limiting beliefs. Yeah, I know, I said it, so get your cup of coffee and let's get right into this. Okay, now that I have my coffee, because Lord knows we're gonna need it, we're talking about self-imposed limiting beliefs. And you might be wondering, what is this? What are you talking about? What are you saying to me right now? It's kind of obvious, like self-imposed, like I'm doing it to myself, a limiting belief. I'm limiting myself from doing something based off my beliefs, right? Yes. So what is it exactly? Well, simply put, self-limiting beliefs are the assumptions or perceptions we have about ourselves or the way the world is. Okay? These beliefs hold us back. These beliefs, if they're not changed, can lead to things like depression because you're not going for it. You're not achieving your goals. And that is like not cute, okay? We hate that. We don't like that whatsoever because then you're just going to be regretting and like you're not going to be happy and it's just going to suck. So I personally love to understand the psychology behind why we are the way we are, what happened to us. Oh my God. That we brought these limiting beliefs from our childhood into adulthood and they're still haunting us, really. Like, that's really what it is, okay? So they're, you know, like most things, they're formed in our early childhood. Do you ever just like not, you're just like not able to talk? That happens. They're formed in our early childhood and our brains, they pick up on patterns because we're constantly processing information about the world around us, especially when we're kids, okay? Like the age of 0 to 7 is when we're picking up the most information. We are watching our parents, we're watching the people around us, and we are just absorbing like little sponges. And a lot of things are formed during that time. And this is how our beliefs are formed, right? Is by everything that's going on around us. And limiting beliefs are, you know, they're an accumulation of negative ideas, thoughts, beliefs, and they've built up over our entire lives. And they most likely, like I said, you know, all those people around you, right? Which is why the people around you, like your top closest friends, you know that saying where it's like you are who you surround yourself, whatever that quote is, then you, that is why it's so important, is because whoever's around you, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, they form our thoughts about ourselves. They form the beliefs that we have about the way the world is and the way that we see ourselves even. And the core beliefs, you know, that are formed when we're young children are very, very powerful. It's kind of like habits that you start doing when you're a kid, or, you know, you, when you go back home and you always have a piece of cake, when, I don't know, like certain habits that are formed. Well, the core beliefs that are formed when we're kids are so powerful because we often cling to them. You know, old habits die hard. Well, old beliefs die hard too, okay? And if something happens in our childhood where, you know, a belief is formed, it's often something that's going to stick around for quite some time. But you know what? Beliefs aren't facts. They may or may not be true or helpful, but they still dictate the way we behave in life. And if we believe that we're not good enough or that we won't put ourselves up, you know, or forward for that promotion, and seeing someone else get promoted ahead of us will often reinforce the same belief. And it's like, well, you didn't even put yourself forward for it. So, but you're just trying to tell yourself that you're not wrong, because part of the reason is that we don't like to be wrong, right? Once you've formed a belief, we tend to look for evidence to support that belief and discount any kind of contradicting evidence. And this gives a stable foundation for us to understand the world where it otherwise may be like confusing, but it also means the beliefs are tough to get rid of. Okay, and this is why I'm like, we gotta talk about this, guys. Like, there are so many people out there that just aren't going for what they wanna go for because they don't think they're good enough, or it's too late to start, or, you know, they're afraid of rejection, they're afraid of success, they're afraid of failure. We're gonna get into all of this. So some examples of what self-imposed limiting beliefs look like. You might be like, oh, well, I don't really know. I think I'm good. I don't talk to myself. Like, no, honey, you probably do, okay? And you just don't know it because it's so ingrained and so reinforced and it's so just there in your mind and you haven't worked it out or recognized it to where you can change those thought patterns, change that way of thinking, and ultimately change your mindset, you know, because that's really what we're after and that's really what we're trying to go for. So some examples of this is I'm too old or I'm too young, right? And, you know, there could be some hint of truth in that. Like, it's Olympic time. Whenever it's time for the Olympics, I always wish that I just pursued gymnastics a little bit more, a lot more actually, and I just went to the Olympics. You know what I mean? Like, why didn't I try a little bit harder? Why didn't I like gymnastics enough to want to go to the Olympic level? You know, it's just like, and now I'm like, oh, I'm too old. Well, yeah, I am probably too old for that. But if you're trying to start a business, that was a horrible example. If you are trying to start a business or if you are trying to, you know, change something in your life, then likely, it's very likely that you are not too old or that you're not too young to start the thing that it is that you want to do. But we often use age as a barrier, you know, to kind of limit ourselves, and that's not cute. So something like I'm too old or I'm too young is a self-limiting belief. One of my favorites, which I mean, I do this all the time, is I don't have time. Yeah, that's a self-limiting belief, okay? The lack of money, the lack of time can be a real problem, but it can also be overcome. But if you're using it as an excuse for, you know, inaction on a business idea, it could be because you're limiting a belief on your, you know, you have a self-limiting belief on yourself. And then I think the most common ones, which we all struggle with in some way, is the fear of failure. Probably one of the biggest ones, right? Fear of failure. Everyone is afraid of failure because, you know, you've had failures in the past and that hinders you and now you don't want to go try again because you might fail again, right? There's the fear of success. It's like you've never even succeeded before and you don't know how you can do it. So you don't even start because you're like, I've never succeeded before. I don't know how I'm going to get there. You know, it's just like, you just got to go for it, babe. You just really got to go for it. There's also, which when I was doing some research on this topic, because I know a lot about self-limiting beliefs from experience and research I did for my book and, you know, just talking to people, I sort of recognize it when they're speaking to me. But I also like to do some research on a topic, you know, especially something that's interesting to me. And being unlovable was one of them. Yeah, I know. Isn't that sad? That really hurt my heart because it's like, well, if I do this, someone won't love me because of it. And it's just like, what could you you know, like, that is horrible. And I honestly, truly believe that whoever is in your life, they're going to want the best for you. They're going to want you to be happy and successful and healthy and wealthy and all of the things, baby. So if you're feeling like someone will love you because you want to do something, you know, you got to work on that. Okay. We are here to work on it together. You can message me, on Instagram at Pavlina Asta. That's probably the best place to get to me. Or you can email me, pavlinaasta@gmail.com. I don't even care. Just go for it, okay? Because if you're feeling that way, feeling some sort of way, you know, you've got to let me know. And we'll work through it together, okay? There's also the fear of rejection. And I think we all know the fear of rejection all too well. another thing is the three Ps. So in my book, 20 things every motivated 20-something should know. You can get it on my website, pavlinaasta.com. Shameless plug. What's up? I talk about, let's see. Okay. Pulling it up. I talk about psychologist Martin Seligman, who found that there are three Ps that can stunt our recovery. Okay. So the first one is personalization, the belief that we are at fault. The second one is pervasiveness, the belief that an event will affect all areas of our lives. And the third one is permanent, the belief that the aftershock will last forever. These three P's will be the reason that you can't recover from your failures. You can't recover from the obstacles that you have to overcome. And by accepting these three P's, like I said, we are crippling ourselves from the failure. We're damaged not just from the setbacks or failure, we have also killed any future. We play and replay the three P's in our heads over and over and over again. You say to yourself, it's my fault that my life is awful and it's going to continue to be awful. You have to recognize that the setback wasn't entirely your fault and it shouldn't have the power to impact your future. Okay, so like I said, that's from my book, 20 Things Every Motivated 20-something Should Know. So let's get into solutions. We love solutions. Okay, so like most things, these beliefs did not develop overnight, which means that they won't go away overnight. However, with consistency and formulation of new beliefs, we can do this. We got this. Okay, babe? We got this. So understanding why they're there, because every belief serves a purpose, whether it's to keep us safe or protect us from pain, you know, guiding us into another negative outcome. But the problem with self-imposed limiting beliefs is that they're misguided. So because they exist, that's why they're powerful. And what we need to do is formulate new beliefs. To break the power of your old beliefs, you need to replace them with new ones, ones that make sense and give you a stable foundation for navigating your world around you, essentially. So you need to be able to identify the negative belief, turn it around, formulate a new belief that will support you in achieving your goals. For me, I am a perfectionist, and if I don't do something perfectly, I don't want to do it at all. And if I can't, you know, match the standards of everyone around me, I'm like, I'm a failure and I'll never be great and blah, blah, blah. Like, that is literally my self-imposed limiting belief, and it has been a struggle to try to reformulate and replace that with a new idea. But basically what I tell myself is not everything has to be perfect. I am okay with small imperfections or, you know, this not being exactly the way it needs to be, because I will eventually, with practice and with time, get it to where I need it to be. It's restructuring those beliefs. Retrain your brain. That is the other part of this. You know, it's very similar to coming up with new beliefs. So retraining your brain, you know, like I said, those patterns, okay? Beliefs are basically the patterns that your brain has identified. So by feeding it new patterns, we can start to rewire our brains. And like, that is what's so cool about the brain and psychology and understanding why you're thinking the way that you're thinking and understanding why you are the way that you are is because you can change it. You can also try affirmations, you know, speaking or writing your new beliefs at specific times during the day. Like, I personally meditate every morning before I go to the gym and I do my breathing exercises, but I also do some affirmations. I never really liked affirmations very much because I always thought that I was like, I don't know, lying to myself or something. I was just kind of like, but when you do it more and more and you really start to curate all of your self-love, it becomes easier. And it really does help after a while. And once it becomes more of a habit for you, you can also, I've heard of people carrying around a physical object, you know, like a coin or, you know, a stone or something in their pocket to remind them of their new intention and to remind them that they need to think a different thought, or, you know, it's kind of like a gratitude stone. Have you heard of those? So basically what people do is they have their gratitude stone in their pocket all day or in their handbag. And when they empty out their pockets at the end of the day, when they empty out their handbag, maybe at lunch or something, and you see the stone, you say three things you're grateful for. And I personally think that's a beautiful thing to do and as a reminder for yourself. So you can do that with this as well, okay? And one of the biggest ones, this is for self-limiting beliefs, this is for self-love, this is for self-care, babe, okay, is stop comparing yourself to others. When you're comparing yourself to others, you're putting so many self-limiting beliefs on yourself because you're dissatisfied with what you've done compared to others, and they're doing it better than you. And it's just ridiculous because in reality, that's all an illusion. You know, you're on your own path. You are on your own journey. And I really do believe in divine timing. I think that everything happens for a reason at the right time when it's supposed, you know, whether or not it feels that way in the moment is another story, okay? But at least in my life and in the lives of a lot of people I've talked to, you know, you can look back and be like, oh my gosh, 5 years ago when that thing and that thing happened, it all worked out for a reason, or it all happened the way it was supposed to in a weird, semi-twisted, possibly twisted way, you know? But not comparing yourself to others is so incredibly important. That is just the worst thing that you can do because it's not you, you know? You are you and you're not everyone else around you, you know? Like, don't compare yourselves to them because, like I said, we're all on our own, all on different paths, okay? The other thing is to give yourself a break, you know? I think people that are so hard on themselves, for me, you know, being a perfectionist, it's like you need to just give yourself a break, understand that what you're really trying to achieve, and that you've got to believe in yourself, and you have to believe that it's possible. So aim high, live, you know, as much of a fulfilling and happy life as you can, because we're only here once. Why are we all taking it so seriously? Like, my goodness, you know, that's like something I'm always thinking about, is we are so serious and so intense with each other. And it's just like, we just need to all chill out, okay? And then put it into practice. Take action, start implementing the things that, you know, support your new belief. And, you know, if you have a negative belief, I think the best thing to do is to put it into action. You know, start doing it, start going off, and don't just talk about it, go do it. Okay, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. Stop talking about the thing that you're gonna do and just go do it, okay? Identify where the negative thoughts are coming from, childhood traumas, embarrassment, fears, whatever it may be, or retrain your brain, rewire your brain, start giving yourself new beliefs, maybe carry around a stone or a penny or something to remind yourself of these new beliefs. Don't doubt yourself, don't compare yourself to others, because it's just not going to serve you in a positive, healthy way. Okay? Okay, awesome. Well, we have been talking about self-imposed limiting beliefs. Thank you guys so much for listening. I have had a blast talking about self-imposed limiting beliefs with you, and I really hope it helps in some way. I really hope that, you know, you start to identify and recognize these limiting beliefs that you might put on yourself, and you can change for the better. So if you want to learn more about me, you can head over to my website, pavlinaossa.com. You can get my book, 20 Things Every Motivated 20-Something Should Know, and you can connect with me on Facebook or Instagram. Those are usually my two preferred methods of social media, at Pavlina Osta. You can also connect with me on my email, pavlinaosta@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I would love to help you in any way that I can. And, you know, hopefully we can get through this together. So go out, have a great day. You do your thing, and be sure to be a better you for a better us.